This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is my favorite part of not just every day, but of the week. Every day in the week. I love this. I gotta start with this. Nancy Pelosi is an insidious, disgusting, despicable human being. And if you're pulling the lever for her in Northern California, you're listening right now, you have her stench on your fingers. Welcome to the Armed American Radio broadcast. I don't feel like I've never left here. Sean, where am I?
I don't know.
I'm in Minnesota again. I'm up in Minneapolis, or am I in St. Paul? I'm in Egan, actually, right? Egan, Minnesota?
You're in Egan, which is kind of a little bit of both.
It's sitting across from me, across the aisle from me here. There's not glass. I can't call you Robin Quivers. Mitch Berg, host of the Northern Alliance Radio Network here at AM 1280 The Patriot in Minneapolis, infamous blogger. You can read Mitch's blog work at shotinthedark.info. Is that right?
That's correct. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really fun stuff to read. And you blogged a little bit about what happened at the Minnesota State Fair.
Yep.
Actually, the night that I was there after we left.
Yep. It was you ran smack dab into a 12-year-old controversy here in Minnesota. Minnesota's State Fair has been arguing. Well, we've been arguing with them for years now over whether or not they have the right to post the Minnesota State Fairgrounds as no-go zone for all of, for carry permit holders.
Right.
Okay, you can do that if you want, and I know of at least one local talk show host who may have been legally carrying, who noticed that sign for the first time in 12 years of broadcasting at the state fairgrounds, and hypothetically may have just gone on ahead onto the fairgrounds anyway, hypothetically. But
right.
Yeah, you know, but
I don't know who you're talking about.
Me neither. I would neither confirm nor deny. But we were talking about this yesterday.
This is Armed American Radio, by the way,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen. You're in for a really good one today.
It's a safe place.
You're gonna get this. This is a dose of what you're going to get. The lineup is huge.
And you and I noticed the big irony at the state fairgrounds, because you and I, the law-abiding gun owner, were at least theoretically enjoined, prohibited from carrying our firearms onto the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, the largest fairgrounds in the United States, by the way. And for the first time in the 150-odd-year history of the Minnesota State Fair, you and I both love the irony of this yesterday, the remote we did yesterday. The first time in the history of the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, two things happened. First, it was the first time they'd been posted no-go for all of his legal gun owners. Second of all, first armed robbery in the history of the Minnesota State Fair this past, the day before you came out and did your show.
Is that coincidence? Do you think that's coincidence?
Oh, absolutely. No, there's no coincidence whatsoever between legally disarmed citizens and a robbery going on. You had the details, Mark.
The police and the security chief,
yes.
The head, I don't recall. What was the
name? Blakey. Last name's Blakey.
Wasn't she the daughter of the police chief?
Daughter of a former city councilman here and related to another former
daughter of a homeowners association wannabe.
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right. I smell a little bit of
councilman,
bad blood here.
That's right. Councilman. That's right. I'm a councilman. Okay. All right, Mr. Councilman.
You got an easy crowd here, I tell you. Anyway.
Do you cut my grass? How much do you charge to cut my neighborhood grass?
Well, they get someone to cut the grass for you. St. Paul, of course, known as Chicago,
listen,
won the
homeowners associations are responsible for collecting fees, i.e. taxes, from the neighbors, right?
Okay.
Council people take taxes. And the difference is the homeowners association cuts the grass in between the homes that belongs to the neighborhood. the council, it's just a bigger yard.
Uh-huh.
They're just cutting the grass of in between, you know, in the stretches of road in between people's neighborhoods.
Yeah, and they have public works do it instead of the handyman. Absolutely. Right.
And then they tell you the creek belongs to the city because it's a natural stream and you can't drive a tractor within 75 feet of it. And you, even though your house is within 75 feet, I'm sorry, I'm giving up information I probably shouldn't.
No, that's okay. Which of us could you be talking about here? That's my big question.
Hypothetically, you.
That's right. No, but in fact, real life, the you pointed out the details of the first ever armed robbery at the Minnesota State Fair. That's during right. The first year, we were not allowed to carry firearms at the State Fair legally if you were a carry permittee in Minnesota.
Right.
And they went to the Minnesota Craft Beer Association's booth, which is one of the loveliest places at the Minnesota State Fair.
It's grounds. Also the most crowded because they got away with $10,000.
Yeah.
Over $10,000 after they tied up the work crew.
Wow.
Now, it's interesting because the woman who was the vocal proponent, the daughter of the Homeowners Association wannabe council member.
That's right.
Who was so vocal about we're going to have, you know, a very safe fair, no guns allowed the first time we're going to post it.
Nobody with heat packing
they wouldn't
heat.
Tell, they, yes. Well, they wouldn't tell anybody. They wouldn't tell you. And I don't believe they have to this day because it's, quote, unquote, still under investigation.
Right.
They wouldn't tell you what the criminals were armed with. And I thought, well, it wasn't butter knives.
No. The most dangerous thing at the Minnesota State Fair normally is anything deep fried and on a stick. And that would be a lot of people's first guess, going at them with a deep fried slider on a stick or whatever the latest latest delicacy. Is the Minnesota State Fair, but it unconfirmed rumor says it may have been a firearm or two, which I cannot believe would be possible because the fairgrounds are posted.
Yeah, it's a no gun zone. I'm sure it's not, and I don't think they wanted to be embarrassed. They didn't want to embarrass themselves when let that information out.
No.
We're going to go there later, Mitch. We have a huge, and you're in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen. In case you couldn't tell, Sean. By the way, how you doing down in Dallas? How you doing, huh?
Doing fine.
You ready for a good one today?
Yes, I am.
Well, we've got a great one coming up. We have news out of I've already got an email. Mark, why did you say Nancy Pelosi is insidious?
Well, look at her.
Well, she made comments on Bill Maher's live show a couple days ago that it was very important for the Democrats to maintain control of the upper chamber, i.e. the Senate, because otherwise life as we know it on this planet would devolve.
Oh, it can't get no worse than what it is now.
This was at the second part of the sentence. The first part of her sentence was that she, you know, Democrats were not the party of fearmongers. Then she went on to say, what, Mitch?
She said that she believes civilization is doomed if the Republicans take control of the
civilization
Senate.
Civilization is doomed.
That's right.
These are despicable, disgusting people. Now, listen, we have a long record of Nancy Pelosi. This isn't some Alan Grayson goofball who lied his way in and for whatever reason got reelected. I don't know. I just don't understand. I can't wrap my head around who pulls the lever for these fools. But Nancy Pelosi, we have many, many, many years of history of this kind of insidious, this race baiting, this social disease, this cancer that we have infecting this nation today. And Nancy Pelosi, that's why I said if you're pulling the lever for Nancy Pelosi, you have that stench on your hands. You have long, you've known this for many, many years. And when you talk about what's wrong with American politics today, this is it. Yet in the same breath, they'll come out and blame the other party, as I believe Hillary Clinton made the comments when she was back in Iowa. She stepped up and said, I'm back with her husband. And is this the best we've got, Mitch? Is this the best this country of 300 plus million can do? Is Pelosi and Reid, even Mitch McConnell, I'm sorry, Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, for president, is this the best we've got in this country?
It's the best certain parts of this country can certainly seem to manage. I mean, I remember 20 years ago when I first started getting involved in Second Amendment activism, thinking, how could it possibly get worse than Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer?
Oh, it did.
And you can never ask a question like that because the universe will answer it for you. Nancy Pelosi came along, and she made me long for the good old days of the relative integrity of Dianne Feinstein, if that's such a thing is possible. And I do mean relative.
Yeah.
Well, there's no integrity in comments like that. And
no.
These are the people who are the problem in Washington. This is what we're witnessing.
Right.
We're literally living in upside down, crazy upside down times right now. Yeah. It's nuts.
Well, with the whole point behind Pelosi's remark, and you're seeing this at all sorts of levels, including here in Minnesota, which is the beat I cover. I sort of cover the Minnesota beat on my show and blog, and you're seeing this at the local level here. This sort of pointless, groundless alarmism about how Republicans are, if the Democrats don't get handed control again, so the civilization will collapse. And it's fear mongering aimed at the lowest common denominator, the low information voters who don't know any better.
You mean those who would pull the lever for you? Got Al Franken.
Al Franken. At least
here.
It was close here.
I wanted one of his T-shirts. I didn't. The booth was closed when we walked out.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a problem with avoiding public contact lately. Or he turned down every single debate. One of the greatest traditions in Minnesota politics.
He's finding
is debating
himself in a fight. He's finding himself in a political battle now, and he knows he better knock it off, or he's best to just shut his mouth.
Yeah, and in fact,
let the election happen. Let the lies. Let everybody else carry the lies for him.
Absolutely. And of course, he's in a battle against Mike McFadden, who I like to say I have a little bit of role in that campaign here, because he started off as sort of a Norm Coleman Republican, running with some of the K Street tested lines about, yeah, we want to maybe we can settle for gun show background checks. Right. Did that on my very broadcast when I was sitting in the same chair you're sitting in last January. And the uproar from Second Amendment groups came to the point where every single speech I heard him give for the next 6 months after that started with, my name is Mike McFadden, and let me make sure I'm clear about this before I do anything else. I'm not against the Second Amendment. He spent the next 6 months basically making good for having stepped in that particular pile.
Okay, well, he definitely did that. Hey, listen, quickly, B, I know we're getting ready to come to our first break. Alan Gottlieb will be here to talk. I have preached on this show for many years, the makeups of the court and how the courts, the lower courts, and how important it is. And I told you, Sean, it was less than 2 years ago.
Yep.
I believe we told you that he had flipped the balance of power on two of the 13 circuits. That number, according to the New York Times, is now 10. 10 of the 13 circuits have now been flipped by Barack Obama. Alan Gottlieb will be here at the bottom of this hour to talk about it. We'll be back with Mitch Berg and a lot of fun right after this here on the Armed American Radio Network. Do not go away.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit usccainstructors.com.
Oh, great rejoinder there. If you're interested, usccainstructors.com. Become an instructor and hook up with the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, the United States Concealed Carry Association. Great sponsor of this program now going into, believe it or not, our fifth anniversary in national syndication was 2 weeks ago on September 1st.
Really?
Yeah, so congratulations, happy birthday, woohoo. And we move now into our sixth year, growing like a weed, the single fastest pro-gun, right-to-carry radio broadcast in America.
Excellent.
Isn't that a beautiful thing, Mitch Burke?
Awesome.
We have a lot to talk about today. I mentioned Alan Gottlieb would be here. The New York Times picked up just yesterday. Actually, today, I believe it was today's New York Times. I have to go back and look. Doesn't really matter. That the balance of power of the nation's appellate courts has shifted radically under Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The insidious nature. These people know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The Times even mentions that they are, in fact, appointing much younger justices. These are lifetime appointments. And we've been warning listeners on Armed American Radio for years the importance of these lower courts and to keep their eyes on it. Elections have consequences. We cannot complain about this. This is written. This is the president's job. It's his right as president. It's his responsibility. It's part of his job description. But at the same time, we have to remember that there will be someone else in office, and that's what Harry Reid needs to remember, because the result and the reason that this happened as fast as it did over the last 2 years, in particular, over the last 6 months in particular, is because of the nuclear option that Harry Reid did by eliminating the Republicans' ability to filibuster.
Yep.
At the majority, with the 60-vote majority, now a simple majority in the Senate.
Absolutely. And this is not the first time this has happened. Of course, President Roosevelt back in the 30s stacked appellate courts throughout the United States. Kennedy and Johnson stacked their fair number of appellate courts.
Every president does it.
Every president does it, and it has effects for decades. Unfortunately, or fortunately for previous generations of Americans, previous generations of the left were still at least America first Democrats, your Trumans, your Kennedys, your Johnsons. They at least understood what America is about, even if they had a funny way of financing it. Yeah, we've got a whole different generation of jurists coming onto these appellate courts here, and it is dangerous. And so that's why I say to some of our friends on the right who are principle over pragmatism voters who say, yeah, it's better for the GOP to lose a couple of elections here just to show them, perhaps teach them a lesson here. It's like, yeah, we're all going to learn the lesson here, because 10 out of 13 appellate courts, that is serious business.
Yeah, they're working on the other three, too, so make no mistake about it. But Alan Gottlieb will be here to talk about that. Of course, Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation, extremely successful in the court system. Alan has mentioned the importance of that, and he was able to join me on very short notice today. He'll be here at the bottom of this hour. NBC News Today.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all you had to say.
If you watch that for news, I don't know what to tell you. You know,
I watch it for comic relief, however.
I have. Let me tell you how long it's been since I've seen the show. When did Matt Lauer go bald?
Oh, wow. Did he?
Did he? There you go. I like that. Sean, do you any idea? I have not watched that show. I can't tell you. It's the worst.
No.
It's been a while.
I don't get up that early in the morning anyway.
No, it's not on my favorite. It's not one of my to-do lists to get up every day and watch the Today Show. However,
I think you get better news on Jerry Springer, personally.
Well, maybe the case. Well,
the last time I watched it, Katie Couric was still on. Last time I watched it, so yeah.
That's even worse.
She's been through a couple anchor chairs and a failed talk show since then.
So I'm told. I watch that little TV these days.
Well, she's still cute, though. I got to give her that.
Oh, absolutely.
She's still kind of cutesy.
Give credit where it's due. Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right, Chantel.
All right.
Turning up your
NBC
nose.
News Today did a piece, a four-minute segment on how to thwart or survive a home invasion.
Oh, good.
As only NBC News could do.
Oh, bad.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Now, of course, good friend to this program is one of the best firearms instructors and trainers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Rob Pincus, whose television program, The Best Defense, took scenarios like that and put three different endings to it.
Okay.
Here's what you don't want to do.
Right.
Here's a better way to do it, but here's the best defense.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is going to join us also on very short notice today to rebut the NBC News. And I'll just give you two examples. The two examples that they use to thwart or survive a home invasion,
mm-hmm.
you, your wife, and children, is a can of wasp spray and a key fob.
Huh.
When Rob gets here, we'll play that segment for you.
Oh.
You can listen to the professionals at NBC tell you how to survive a home invasion. Then we'll bring in a real professional who will tell you how to really survive a home invasion.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I'll let the cat out of the bag. The word gun was not mentioned even as an option by NBC.
Or dog.
Or there you go, Sean. It wasn't. No, dog wasn't mentioned either. So I don't know much about their expert. We'll let Rob pick that apart. You're chomping at the bit.
Well, I'm chomping at the bit because, of course, I and my audience have been spending the day working on our own list of suggestions for ways to deal with burglars that don't involve the G word. And maybe we'll unveil some of those when we get to talk
with
Rob Pincus as well.
We'll do that. That's going to be a really good really good half hour during the broadcast.
Yeah.
T. Miller from Alien Gear Holsters is going to be here for a segment. We're going to have some fun with him. This one just kills me. I put the post up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. Ray Rice beats the snot out of his wife. The NFL suspends him for 2 games. I'm an NFL fan.
Yeah,
I was watching, unfortunately, the Vikings game before I came here to the studio today.
Ooh, Lee's.
I won't tell Lee. He's recorded it. I won't give away the game. I promised him I would. But I will say that I'm very disappointed in the National Football League. 10-year season ticket holder, club seat season ticket holder in Tampa Stadium for many, many years, and many years attending games prior to purchasing those club seats.
Right.
Spent a lot of money, thousands of dollars, supporting football teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Have attended football games at stadiums across the country. Long history. Very, very disappointed in the National Football League. You cannot tell me, and Roger Goodell cannot tell me, that they never saw that video that was in the oven. They can't tell me that. That's a lie. I don't want to hear it. I choose not to believe it. I don't have the proof of that. But then again, I'm not Bill O'Reilly, and I'm not here to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to call it as I see it. If you buy the fact that the NFL suspended Ray Rice after watching him drag an unconscious woman out of an elevator and didn't want to know what happened beforehand, then incompetence should have him fired.
You would think at the very least. Exactly. And of course, you want to give a guy a break. It's his first offense in terms of pummeling a woman and dragging her by her hair out of an elevator. I mean, you it's three strikes when you come to actually pummeling and dragging by hair or whatever it was. Apparently not. No, well, apparently it is in the NFL now.
Well, and the reason this is important is because he was put into and allowed into a pretrial intervention, a PTI,
mm-hmm.
in Atlantic County, New Jersey.
Right.
By a prosecutor and a judge who, for whatever reason, deemed it, as the NFL, not important enough because he's an athlete.
Right.
He's a multimillionaire athlete. This same judge and this same prosecutor throwing the book at Shanine Allen, who has now, by the way, lost her job as a result of this court case. And we have some updates coming up on this.
Okay.
Evan Knapp and her attorney will be here. He's been on the program before to talk about it. He's here to give us some updates for an entire hour today on this broadcast since the release of the Ray Rice tape in its entirety. And we're going to see how this is unfolding now, because now it's been made public and they're now questioning, though some in the mainstream media are questioning, wait, this judge let this guy go and he's going after this young woman. We'll find out a little bit more what's happening, because that trial has been postponed somewhat, after this here on the Armed American Radio Network.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Indeed, we're jumping right in. Building legacy. Obama reshapes appellate bench. Pay very careful attention to what I'm telling you here. We've talked about this together on Armed American Radio for quite some time. Now we're going to get into the meat, potatoes, and the sticks of this. Democrats have reversed, according to the New York Times, Democrats have reversed the partisan imbalance on the federal appeals courts that long favored conservatives. A little noticed shift with far-reaching consequences for the law and President Obama's legacy. For the first time in more than a decade, judges appointed by Democratic presidents considerably outnumber judges appointed by Republican presidents. The Democrats' advantage has only grown since late last year, when they stripped Republicans of their ability to filibuster the president's nominees, as we discussed prior to the break. Democratic appointees who hear cases full-time now hold a majority of seats on 9 of the 13 United States Courts of Appeals. I said 10. I stand corrected. 9 of the 13 United States Courts of Appeals. When Mr. Obama took office, only one of those courts had more full-time judges nominated by a Democrat. I want you to listen to what Chuck Schumer had to say. With all the gridlock, it is forgotten that one of the most profound changes this Congress made was filling the bench, said Charles E. Schumer, Democrat of New York, who led the push with the White House last summer to force the confirmation of 3 nominees in the United States Courts of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit after Republicans blocked them. This will affect America for a generation, he said, long after the internecine battles on legislative issues are forgotten. Alan Gottlieb joins me to talk about this. Alan, you and I have talked about this on this program and the importance of it. We are here now. Your thoughts?
Well, I guess we were a couple of years ahead of the New York Times figuring it out.
We were.
We've been talking about it for a while. And, of course, as we've talked about it, I take it really personally because of all the cases the Second Amendment Foundation has filed in the federal courts. And while we filed them as quickly as we did, knowing that Obama was stacking the bench with anti-gun rights judges that were so extreme that Republicans had to filibuster many of them. And, of course, Schumer was very responsible for making sure that that filibuster got taken away from Republicans so that the most extreme anti-gun judges can get appointed to the bench. And we're seeing that. And, of course, that's why these midterm elections coming up, Mark, are so extra important. Particularly I'm concerned about a lot of gun owners who want to be pure and voting for gun rights, taking a look like states like, say, North Carolina, where you have a Libertarian Party candidate on the ballot polling 5% of the vote, which is going to probably help the Democrat get reelected and not let the Senate shift to Republican control. If it doesn't shift to Republican control, the Democrats and Harry Reid continue to stack the benches with anti-gun rights judges, which is deadly for us. And as Schumer said, and I hardly ever agree with Schumer, but I got to agree with him, this is going to be, you know, for a decade or more, probably decades, slamming the courthouse door on gun rights cases. And we got to do something about this come November.
Alan, speaking of how important this is come November, this segues, interestingly, very well with, almost dovetails perfectly with what Nancy Pelosi said, and I'm quoting, "It would be very important for the Democrats to retain control of the Senate," is what Pelosi told Bill Maher. "Civilization as we know it today would be in jeopardy if the Republicans win the Senate." This coming from a woman and a representative of a party as the minority leader now in the House, and hopefully, I believe I'm comfortable stating this, that she will probably retire the minority leader in the House, thank goodness for all of us. But this is the mentality, Alan, from a party and a leader of a party who can't win the legislative battles, only demonize those who oppose them by making outrageous statements like this, and have to cheat, change the rules, and rewrite the playbook in order to get what they want done. Am I right?
Of course you're right. And when she says that, you know, if Republicans get elected to control the Senate, it's the end of Western civilization, so to speak. What's happening is we're seeing the end of Western civilization and freedoms that we enjoy because of the current White House, the current appointments that they make, the current control of the Senate, allowing those appointments to sit on a federal bench. It breaks my heart, but if your listeners can go online at SAF.org, and read some of the decisions some of these Obama-appointed judges have rendered, and read the logic and what they say, it's downright scary. So, I mean, November is critical to the right to keep their arms, because it doesn't matter how many legislative battles we win. If they control the court system, they eradicate everything.
Yeah, Let me say one more thing she said, then I'm going to introduce you to Mitch Berg, who has some questions for you. Mitch, the host here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, on 1280 The Patriot of the Northern Alliance radio show. Pelosi went on to say that we are not fearmongers, referring to her party. We're not fearmongers. The Democrats are messengers of hope, and that's what we'll continue to be. In the same breath, she made that outrageous, despicable comment. Mitch, you have a question for us?
I've got several questions. Alan, pleasure to talk to you. Mitch Berg here. I've been a reader of yours for going on 20 years now.
Mitch, I follow your work. I love you, too. Thank you.
Whoa, thank you. That made my evening. When you talk among lawyers and people who follow this stuff for a living, or at least for a hobby, it's obvious stuff to those of us who do that the appellate court is a big deal. This is a major league change in the legal environment that the Second Amendment lives in. But for people who don't live and breathe this stuff, when a lawyer like yourself refers to the extremeness of some of these judicial nominees that Obama is packing the appellate courts with, they go, huh, well, judge is a judge and a law is a law. What effect does this really have on the Second Amendment? I mean, the Second Amendment just says what it says. What's the real-world effect that people can look forward to getting out of this new packed, liberal-leaning set of appellate justices?
Those are great questions. But first, I got to say that I'm not an attorney. I'm innocent.
He only employs the best. Let's give him that.
Fair enough.
I only employ the best. I am not one myself.
Fair enough.
The problem we really have here is, of course, you don't get appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court automatically. They have to pick and choose which cases they hear, and so you don't get an automatic right of appeal to the Supreme Court. Your only automatic right to appeal out of a federal court goes to these, appeals courts. At the appeals courts are stacked against you, and they rule against you. There's a very slim chance that any of those cases ever get to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn what the Obama justices do at the appeals court level. One who controls the appeals courts pretty much controls the legal agenda in the country. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you put extreme radicals on, and Obama uses gun control as a litmus test, he doesn't appoint people to the bench that are going to oppose our rights. So the problem is that if they control the appeals courts, for 99.9% of the cases, they never get to the Supreme Court. It stops there, and that makes the law. That's what our concerns are.
Absolutely. That's the one thing I tell some of my more purist voting friends, like the ones you were talking about who vote for the libertarians in some case. They want to vote for absolute purity on gun rights issues. It's like when they ask, so how did things like the Miller case become established precedent in the 1960s and 1970s? It was because you had a raft of left-leaning appellate court justices appointed by the likes of Kennedy, Johnson, and the like, deciding what got to the Supreme Court. And suddenly you have these atrocious precedents like the Miller case being taken as precedents on Second Amendment law with a straight face by the judiciary.
Yeah, well, the problem really wasn't so much the Miller case. The problem was how these more modern judges interpreted what the Miller case mm-hmm. said.
Exactly.
Because the Miller case basically said you had an individual right to keep and bear arms. It just didn't apply to a quote-unquote sawed-off shotgun because it wasn't a weapon that reasonably resembled a militia weapon, so to speak. But these liberal judges basically then take that and pretend they leave off half of what the court said and only take the part that they want to interpret. And that's the problem we have. I hate to say this, but in this country, many times we don't have rule by law, we have rule by man. And you put a guy on the bench who doesn't care what the law really says or what the Constitution says, decides to write his own scripture, so to speak, and he writes the Second Amendment right out of the Constitution. And that's unfortunately what we've seen by a lot of these left-wing judges.
And these decisions continue to stand. Let me tell you how important this is, ladies and gentlemen, before we go into this break. From the SAF.org website, headlines, SAF lawsuit challenges North Carolina barring CCW for legal residents. SAF suit challenges Massachusetts Attorney General's ban on common handguns. SAF sues Tallahassee over state preemption law violation. SAF and Cal Guns Foundation Ninth Circuit victory in California. SAF challenge to New Jersey carry law climbs through appellate courts. Need I say more? I could go on. When we come back, Alan Gottlieb, right after this.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
That's Alice Cooper.
Yes, it is.
Otherwise known in his male name as Vincent Fournier.
I knew that.
From Detroit, Michigan. Did you know that?
I was an oldies DJ for a long time.
Now it's not necessary for men to have male names and female. They can just have their female name and get away with it.
I remember my dad complaining about that 40 years ago.
I never saw him live.
Me neither.
Mitch, are you having a good time?
I'm having a blast.
On the American Radio Network?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember I've listened to the show for years, and I thought, well, this must be the funnest gig a guy can have on a Sunday night anywhere in America.
It's a great gig if you can get it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, Alan Gottlieb, we're talking with Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, let's go right back to you. We've got not enough time, we never do, and too much to talk with you about. First thing, the Gun Rights Policy Conference is coming up September 26th, 27th, and 28th. I am booked. I can't wait to get there. I'm looking forward to seeing you and shaking your paw yet again for the third time in a month. That's going to be fantastic. Let's tell people who to, how, what, when, and where, and how they can get there.
Okay, it's in Chicago at the O'Hare Airport at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, which is actually just outside the city limits of Chicago. And the conference is free. You can register online at saf.org, at the Second Amendment Foundation's website, saf.org. And we currently have just a hair over 700 people pre-registered to attend. So this is going to be a really great, successful conference. And a lot of major speakers, one of the new ones that just got booked was Stephen Halbrook, who's an author of a number of gun rights books and a very prominent Second Amendment attorney, will be there. Of course, Alan Gore, who's won the Heller case and the McDonald case before the U.S. Supreme Court, will be speaking as well. We have John Lott, who's done, obviously, you know, great amount of research on crime and guns, and as a frequent guest on your show, will be there speaking as well. There are actually over 60 speakers on the agenda at this point, and it's really really action-packed and full. People will get a couple hundred dollars worth of free books and pamphlets for their Second Amendment library just by attending. So again, just saf.org is the best way to register. If you can't do it online, you can call the office Monday to Friday, 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012 and register. And they'll all get to meet you there as well.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it's when I hear that list of speakers, it's humbling to know that I'll be standing up there myself speaking, and I'm looking forward to it. I love it. The beautiful part about that conference, Sean, you've attended one. Okay, I know you'll back me on this, but Alan, when you stand up there and you look out at that 700 plus, and I'm going to guess it's probably going to be closer to 1,000. Would you think that's probably a fair estimate at this point?
Well, I think definitely over 800. Okay. I mean, we may not get up to the 1,000, but definitely, you know, the 800 mark, yeah.
It is activism. It is living, breathing activism. It is the gun lobby in one room. It is the energy from that room. And the power that emanates from that room is very palpable. Mitch, have you ever been to one?
No, but a lot of my friends from GOKRA go every year.
You need to go. Yeah, GOKRA, a great organization in Minnesota. Okay, saf.org.
Yeah, actually, they'll be there and being on the agenda speaking as well.
There you go.
Excellent.
Yeah, the grassroots represented from across the country, all 50 states are there, and it is just an amazing time. If you can make it to this, to Chicago, if you're within driving distance, if you don't want to fly, my gosh, get there. It's free to attend. And as Alan said, you'll walk out of there with over $200 worth of books, materials, and supplies. Your Second Amendment library will not only be started, you'll have one. You'll have a Second Amendment library. So by all means, visit Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org, and sign up to go, please. Okay, Alan, updates on 594 and 591. Of course, I'm referring to initiatives 594 and 591. There have been some changes since we spoke last. The money being injected from the enemies of freedom is over $7.5 million. This is a daunting task you're facing out there in Washington.
It really is. Steve Ballmer, of course, former president of Microsoft and the guy who just bought the San Diego Clippers, is it? He just donated an additional $250,000 this past week. And, of course, Paul Allen, former Microsoft, you know, founder, who's given up $600,000 to it. He's been in the news this week with, well, he doesn't want you to be alone, a handgun to protect yourself. He just went out and bought a tank for $2.5 million.
Right.
You know, with no back, by the way, with no background check.
Hold on. Wait,
Sean,
just
go
a
ahead.
Second. You just said this man put up money to stop me from having a gun, but he bought a tank?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess what it is that when you're a billionaire, it just matters the price and size of your guns are okay, but you can't have any.
What size magazine does the tank have? I guess the real question.
Oh, man.
I don't know, but it's a 75-millimeter gun, I believe.
Wow.
Wow. His gun has
cannon,
a toilet.
Cannon, I should say. 75-millimeter cannon.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. That's
insane.
The irony, it really is insane. But, again, now you're on record. There's an article out there in the Seattle Times that and you were quoted in it. You know, everybody's wondering where the NRA is. Are they engaging out there now as we get closer to this referendum?
Very, very mildly. They've spent a little bit of money, but not a whole lot. Of the $1.3 million that have been spent on our side, less than $100,000 has been by the NRA. Huh. We're trying to get them more engaged and more involved. The problem is that the other side, with their $7.5 million, has pretty much bought up all the TV and radio avails between now and the election. There isn't that much time that one can buy at this point coming in this late. We've already bought some of them. We've got a lot of reserve, but we have to pay for it in advance. So we're paying for it each week for the week that's coming up. And we need all the help we can get. So it's yesonfivenineone.org, which is our opposing initiative, which would render theirs, it would neuter theirs by conflicting with it. So it's yesonfivenineone.org.
Okay, and something that I want to mention about 594, briefly to those who may not know what we're talking about. Essentially, Initiative 594 in Washington criminalizes every and any transfer of a firearm between individuals. Period. There's a little bit more to it, but you can read about it online. Mitch?
Go ahead. A quick question. I here in Minnesota, as you're probably well aware, the Metro Democrats come out with a raft of gun control legislation, magazine bans, background checks, the whole nine yards, and they outspent the good guys by quite a bit, but the organization fought back and beat them in the legislature, and the Democrats outstate are scared to death of the legislation that came through in 2013 after Sandy Hook. Is there any sense that this might redound in Washington against the Democrats who control the legislature the way it did in Minnesota and May in Minnesota and the way it did in the special elections in Colorado over the winter here?
Well, that's why they're bringing it up as an initiative to the people, so the Democrats in the legislature don't have to vote on it, so that you can't pin them down on what they voted for. And, of course, they're trying to sell this 594 initiative in Washington State as a background check on gun sales, but it actually deals with every gun transfer, every gun loan. If I wanted to loan a gun to my sister-in-law to protect herself, you can't legally do that. If you're a police officer and you want to loan your backup gun to a fellow officer, you can't do that. You'd be breaking the law. So it goes far beyond just, you know, background checks on gun sales, but that's not what's on the ballot title. It just says background checks on gun sales, and that's what confuses too many voters to vote the wrong way.
Yeah, that's astounding, and it's one of those things you would hope would serve as a wedge that would that would start to mobilize some of the people outside of some of the loopier areas that are supporting this sort of thing, which at least is something we've seen happen at least in Minnesota, Colorado. I think some of the other, Connecticut, I think, is another example where you've seen some resistance against all odds.
Alan Gottlieb, we've come to the end of the hour. The timing was perfect. Thank you so much for joining us on very short notice, as you always do, and for being a regular contributor to Armed American Radio. Yes, on 591.org, saf.org, saf.org. Head out to the Gun Rights Policy Conference, the 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month, and come meet all of us. We'll be there. Hundreds of you are already attending. Make your presence known. Join the grassroots efforts. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'll be back after this with Mitch Berg. More, we've got a great program. We're going to debunk NBC's WASP and key fob to keep you safe during a home invasion. Remember what I tell you every week: carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your WASP repellent. I mean your WASP repellent. Back right after this, pun intended.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.